Every day in business is a big day. At Comcast Business, we'll keep you ready for what's next with the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
This is your tech news briefing for Friday, June 25th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Microsoft lifted the curtain on a new version of its Windows operating system yesterday. It's got a brand new look, and the company says it's designed to play nicely with others, unlike some operating systems. On today's episode, we'll hear from Microsoft CEO and chairman Satya Nadella. He spoke with our senior personal tech columnist Joanna Stern about the new Windows 11. Their conversation after these headlines. Google is delaying plans to remove third-party cookies. That's the widely used technology that tracks users' web browsing activity from its Chrome internet browser. The company says Chrome will stop supporting cookies by late 2023, nearly 2 years later than its initial timeframe. Many advertising firms use cookies to target users with ads. Google says the delay will give it time to get publishers, the ad industry, and regulators comfortable with new tools for placing targeted ads after cookies are phased out. And a House committee approved far-reaching legislation that could curb the market dominance of the biggest tech companies, including Apple, Facebook, and Google. At the center of the package is a bill that would bar big tech from favoring their own products and services on their platforms, placing competitors at a disadvantage. The legislation is the culmination of a lengthy investigation by the House Antitrust Subcommittee, which found that big tech firms have leveraged their dominance to stifle competition and innovation. The tech industry has lobbied hard against the legislation, saying the measures have been rushed with little thought to how they might impact consumers. But the package still has to pass a full vote in the House, which gives tech companies the chance to block or water down some of the bill's measures. All right, coming up after the break, we'll hear from Microsoft CEO and chairman Satya Nadella on the changes coming in Windows 11. That's next.
Every day in business is a big day. At Comcast Business, we'll keep you ready for what's next with the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Joanna Stern, and I recently had a chat with a pretty big name in the tech world.
My name is Satya Nadella, CEO, chairman of Microsoft.
Nadella and I spoke about Windows 11. That's the company's next big operating system. It was announced yesterday and is due out later this year.
I'm calling you right now from a Windows 10 computer. What is going to be different when I upgrade to Windows 11?
I would say the experience, right? It's modern, and more importantly, it's centered on you. Even just that little subtle shift of the start in the center.
There it is from the king of Microsoft himself. In Windows 11, the start button moves to the bottom center of the screen. But that cosmetic change actually has deeper meaning. That word
center
is core to Nadella's vision that Windows 11 should be at the center of your digital life. As Apple and Google entice users to their increasingly closed-off worlds, he wants Windows 11 to be a compelling choice for people who don't want to live exclusively in either.
I think Windows has a role to play as that most open of ecosystems today that plays nicely with, in fact, the others. We want you to be able to connect your phones to your PCs. We want you to be able to communicate to people on phones or other PCs.
That's evident in the new features. Windows 11 can now run Android apps, something that hasn't been possible before. In my conversation with Nadella, we tackled some big questions about the new Windows, but also some not so serious ones.
I know there's like a new start sound, and I wanted to know if you could do an impression of it.
I need more talent.
For the record, here's what it does sound like. So now that we're booted up, what are you actually going to see on Windows 11? In our interview, I learned three things the company's doing to lure users and app makers to this new operating system. First, there's a new, modern interface with lots of new productivity features. If you remember Windows 8, you know that messing with the start menu didn't work out so well for Microsoft before. the operating system strayed from the traditional desktop interface to be more focused on tablets. And then, just 2 years later, Microsoft reversed course, and we got the more traditional-looking Windows 10.
There's not somebody's job at Microsoft, which is, how should we move the Start button? Where should we move it?
I'm sure it is as well, and we'll always also have the option with Windows, as you know. We'll always have the option for anybody to go back to whatever classic mode they want.
As Nadella mentioned, the Start button is now located at the bottom center of the screen, instead of the usual left corner. But the placement's only the beginning of the changes. Click on the button itself, and you get a new layout, with your apps and cloud-connected recommendations of what you might need next.
The design system of Windows is about you getting to your apps, your files, the people you want to connect with faster, with less friction. And that combination of changes, I think, sort of have come together beautifully.
Next to that Start button on the taskbar is a new widget button. Tap it, and you get a grid of widgets filled with the latest news or weather. You'll be able to customize this with your widgets of choice. Another feature I'm excited about, you can create different labeled desktops with different apps you use. You can, for instance, make one desktop your home with shopping lists and personal email, and another your work with spreadsheets, Slacks, and other boring stuff. Some of the other new features are a product of the times.
What kind of role did the pandemic play in the development of Windows 11?
You know, like everyone else, we had to deal with this remote work experiment. And I think the pandemic, more than anything else, sort of taught us the importance of these PCs. And like, I mean, I shudder to think, Joanna, even in my own context, I wouldn't have been able to do remote work without, you know, PC. In fact, I found myself without a real home office. We definitely were influenced by the need for a modern operating system when we know that pretty much there is going to be a need to equip not just every office, but every home. In some sense, the original idea of Windows has suddenly become, again, in 2021, a huge priority.
An example of a pandemic-driven feature they came up with is a universal mute button. It lives in the system tray, which means you don't have to go digging through all your open tabs and windows to mute or unmute yourself on a video call. I'm very into it. The second thing I learned about, a new Microsoft Store with Android apps. It's a big move in catching up with the app stores on Chromebooks and Macs, which have had mobile apps for a while now.
First of all, we are going to welcome all apps across even all the different application platforms in Windows itself, right? It can be a PWP or a web app. It can be a native app. And we're going to support Android as first class as well.
Translation. Previously, the Microsoft Store was restricted to certain types of apps. Now, anything is welcome, including apps like the famously missing Chrome web browser. But the real headline here is that Microsoft is partnering with Amazon's Android App Store. Yes, that Amazon.
In fact, you can go to our store, search, find an Android application, and then, you know, you'll be linked into the Amazon Store, and you can use the Amazon Store apps as if they're Windows apps, and all of the windowing will work.
This move is clearly aimed at Chromebooks, which saw sales jump 275% last year. That's according to market research firm Canalys. Windows 11 will also enable more Windows apps to run on new laptops and desktops powered by ARM chips from Qualcomm. These chips are a lot like the ones in your phone. They're quiet, cool, and power efficient, which means better battery life.
If you think about the traditional role of operating systems are very much, you know, needed whenever there is a real change in the system architecture, right? I mean, if you think about the AI chips now, right? It's not just the CPU and the GPU, but now NPUs are all becoming part of any PC. And so it does require, like even compared to when we were the system architecture when Windows 10 came out to now what is today in 2021, it's a real departure.
Another translation. All these parts of the chipset, which contain the processor and other silicon powering these devices, have changed in big ways over the last few years to make computers smarter and more power efficient. Nadella's saying here that Windows 11 will work better with them. Which brings us to point number three. A focus on openness. Microsoft is releasing Windows against the most interesting tech backdrop in years. The industry has seen a renewed interest in PCs, thanks to the pandemic. At the same time, its biggest tech competitors, Apple and Google, are under antitrust scrutiny in the U.S. and abroad. Nadella sees the increasingly separate ecosystems of Apple and Google as an opportunity for Microsoft Windows.
Do you think of yourself as sort of the Switzerland there of the ecosystems?
I think that that's kind of how it started always, right? Windows, in some sense, always had that, right? I mean, you look back at it, right? You could build your app and distribute it yourself. You could have a store on Windows. We have a store. I think that more than when we say Switzerland, I think there are certain platform rules by which we principally drive Windows, which, quite frankly, are needed today in order for creation to flourish, for their agency for users to remain. And in both those fronts, I'm not saying that other ecosystems shouldn't have their own platform rules. We have a different set of platform rules. And those platform rules, I believe, in 2021 are more needed than they ever were.
How are your platform rules different than say, Apple?
One simple thing. We have the ability to have multiple marketplaces that can thrive. It's not just Apple or Android. The fact that you can, you know, we want to have a great marketplace, but we also welcome other marketplaces. We want to have great tools like, say, Teams, but we also welcome Zoom or Slack or anything else to be also first class. And they don't have to go through us. They can go directly to any Windows user. And so that ability to embrace, I would say, openness in that choice that users make. Not that we are not going to do our best work, but we also believe that others can do their best work on Windows.
Apple's iOS specifically does not allow for third-party app stores, and it's been the focus of recent antitrust scrutiny.
So if you have an Android phone, it works great with Windows. What about the iPhone?
We would love to make sure that it works better. I mean, we do everything we can. And even Apple's announcement about, you know, supporting at least some of their messaging stuff across using the browser, perhaps, but what have you, we welcome. Like anything that Apple wants to do with Windows, whether it's iTunes or iMessage or what have you, we would welcome that. But overall, we want to make sure our software runs great on Apple devices and Windows works well with any software from anyone, whether it's Google or Apple or Adobe or anyone.
Nadella's biggest challenge? Moving ahead without alienating those who love Windows of the olden days.
I want to read you something you said in your first event as Microsoft CEO, and this was in 2014. You said, this business does not respect tradition.
What it respects is innovation on a go-forward basis. So it's really our collective challenge that we now need to make Microsoft thrive in a mobile-first and a cloud-first world.
How do you innovate and push forward with avoiding a disaster like Windows 8?
So the way I look at this business is it's all about sort of the batting average at the end of it all. And there's no innovation that's risk-free. So let's say that and then you know, boldly go forward.
But if all those changes to Windows 11 turn out to be a little too bold for you to go forward, don't worry. You can still uncenter your start button and move it back to where it's always been. That's it for Tech News Briefing this week. They're letting me do the credits too. So here goes. Amanda Llewellyn is the host of Tech News Briefing. Production help this week came from Zoe Thomas. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley. And our executive producer is Kateri Yoakum. I'm Joanna Stern for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend.